Thank you, Eric. Are we there? Subcommittee on Human Services will now come to order. Today is Wednesday, June 6, 2007, 1 o'clock p.m. I am, 1:20 p.m., excuse me. I am sure you guys have enjoyed your little vacation away from committee.
No, we missed it.
I have to tell you, I miss you guys. It's like, I need something to do, huh?
We're glad that you started late because we had time to catch up.
Well, we just couldn't get out of meeting. It's a delay. Our committee's at 1:15.
Are you ready for a motion, Madam Chair?
And look, we're seeking a motion, and who's the latest to get here? Anyway, thank you guys so much for being here. It's been wonderful. We will have a work session on a federal grant application request by the Department of Human Services. Yes, Department of Agriculture Food Stamp Program Participation Grant. I'd like to invite to the podium with us Delete Stockflat, Children, Adults, and Families, Carolyn Ross from Seniors and People with Disabilities. I hope I didn't murder your name too bad.
Okay. Are they going to make the motion, Madam Chair?
I think whoever does it won't be you, Senator.
I'm Delete Stockflat, Children, Adults, and Families, Office of Self-Sufficiency Food Stamp Program Manager.
And my name is Carolyn Ross. I am the Field Services Manager with Seniors and People with Disabilities Division.
And do you want me to just...
Yes, ma'am.
First time.
Be relaxed. It's a good... I love this committee. Until they ask good questions, they're not mean-spirited or anything else, so be relaxed.
Okay, what we're asking to do is to be able to apply for a food stamp participation grant. And what we would be targeting, the populations we would be targeting would be seniors and the general food stamp population. And what we would like to do with this grant is ease access to the program. So we would like to, what we would like to do is bring some technology into the program so that folks could fill out an interactive electronic application and submit it without ever having to come into the office. Which this would not only it would ease access to the program, but it would allow folks to not have to go through the paper process. This grant is due on June 13th, and the duration of the grant would be September 2007 through August 2009 if we were granted the funding. And the areas that we would like to target to pilot the application would be Multnomah County, Tillamook, Polk, and Marion counties. Multnomah County would be all residents. Tillamook, Polk, and Marion, we would be targeting the senior population. And the technology that we're looking at with this grant is the Forms Factory technology, which is an interactive application. And we would also have it accessible at partner sites. So we've identified some different partners in these counties that we would have starting with the application process.
Ms. Ross?
And just basically to add on, Senator Carter and the rest of the committee, we're very excited by this chance to really look at the seniors. We've only have in like Marion County only about 33% participate that could get food stamps. In Polk County only about 30%, and in Tillamook only about 20%. So it's been an underserved group for a long time that we would really like to have this opportunity. And with the partnerships with the folks like AARP, the Oregon Hunger Relief Task Force, we're going to be able to have assistance for these people in actually completing the application process and using the online technology. So we're very excited by that. We're excited by this chance to work collaboratively as well with the senior and the food stamp program to make this happen.
Questions? Ms. Cotet.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And pleased to see this application. I know that we've been applying for these grants for a while. Hopefully we'll get this one. On the summary by Ms. Baker on the fourth paragraph, it talks about $55,000 of the grant will be used to pay food delivery fees for participating seniors in Marion County. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. We would like to pilot that as a technique for, you know, helping folks with the outreach portion of the program. I'm sorry, Senator Carter, or Chair Carter, Rep. Kotek. What we think might be a barrier is an actual use of the EBT card. And so one of the things we would like to test is if we were delivering food to seniors, would that entice them into, you know, being more comfortable with using the program benefits? Also, we're looking at sustainability with that effort through Spirit Mountain as a potential future partner, and also building our volunteer base so that we could, you know, use that and be able to duplicate that around the state if it's a viable technique.
And follow up on that?
Follow up, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So is that the food delivery fees for, say, like a Safeway or whoever, a grocery store that has a home delivery service, a senior could call in and say, I want X, Y, and Z, gets charged to their car, and then it gets dropped off? Is that what we're talking about?
Chair Carter, Rep. Kotek, no, we would be paying those fees out of that grant. So it would not be charged to their card.
But the purchase of the food would be charged to their card.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Morgan, I just have a bum for you. Representative Morgan.
Thank you. This is very intriguing. I think that this takes food stamps kind of into a technology age so that you can use technology to deliver services. And I'm wondering if there's potential here to partner with Meals on Wheels and senior dining sites and those kinds of programs to help facilitate this.
Chair Carter, Rep. Morgan, yes, they have been identified as a partner with us, and we are definitely going to be collaborating with them on this effort.
Senator Corbey, thank you very much. I'm looking at the fifth paragraph of Ms. Baker's report, and I'm confused around the intent with regard to outreach. How much outreach can actually occur through this grant, if at all? I understand that there is some in-kind contribution that you're expecting as a part of rolling this out. But the way this paragraph is written, it's kind of confusing in terms of how much outreach is actually allowed and what you would expect in terms of numbers.
Chair Carter, Senator Gordley, it is correct. There's only 25% of outreach allowed to be paid for by this grant, but we have through our partners that we are working with on this effort, we will be doing some outreach with volunteers and with through AARP and the different partners that have been identified, but they will not be funded by this grant.
Ms. Baker, for the explanation. Madam Chair and Senator Gordley, if I could address that, two things. I was trying to point out that indeed, because the grant isn't an outreach grant per se, that there were limitations on how the grant could be used, but the way the request is constructed, it leverages other resources to do some outreach. And I believe that the agency had identified, and I believe it's in the Department of Administrative Services write-up, but they hope to reach an additional 2,500 seniors of about 8,500 they estimate to be eligible in those three counties where they're targeting the senior population.
Okay, very good.
Thank you. Do we have any further questions? Ms. Kotek.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The selection of Tillamook, Polk, and Marion, what's the service delivery there in those counties? Is it AAAs or is it county-based? I'm just wondering what the senior connection point for food stamp applications and what might be some of the challenges. That's a pretty low participation rate for those seniors in those counties.
Yeah, Chair Carter, Rep. Kotek, I'll answer that. They are actually a AAA, Northwest Senior and Disability Services, and we are not absolutely sure why it is so low, and so that's one of the reasons we want to do the outreach. Our outreach partners, like the Hunger Relief Task Force, has identified that group and have tried to work with those counties in the past, and so we're hoping that this new way of streamlining the application process will really be of benefit. And our partners, which is the AAA that we'll be piloting this, are really on board. They're very excited by this opportunity.
That's good. Thank you.
Will you, when I looked and looking at the ones, the fourth paragraph, it speaks to how some people who are eligible, but who are not currently receiving the federal food stamp benefits. Are we setting up expectation here that would, once this program is gone, they will not be eligible for food stamps and not able to receive it? Well, talk to me a little bit about that, Lynn.
Chair Carter, what we believe is that with the senior population, that the stigma of the program or their belief that the program benefits, they have a hard time accepting the benefit. And so one of the techniques that we're going to use is to use peer volunteers to help with the outreach effort and try to change some of the mindset with the program. So the grant itself will not make them eligible for the program. They are eligible for the program. They're just choosing not to apply.
Okay. Representative Gard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I realize that these are all basically federal dollars that we're talking about, but the concept of this going forward to be something statewide, is there a time schedule that you have in mind, given the pilot projects in the four counties, on how long it might take you to expand the program to statewide?
Chair Carter, Rep. Gerard, the grant period is 2 years, but with the technology, we can roll it out as our staff are able to adjust to it. You know, we want to test it. We want to make sure that it works. We want to ensure that, we have processes in place, because this is a different way for staff of the agency to think about processing benefits without doing, the face-to-face contact. So that's why there's a test period for it. But if we find that things are working out, and it's probably not the best term to use, but that it's efficient and we're going to be able to get them trained efficiently, then we could definitely roll it out sooner. We don't want to promise that in the grant.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Was there any reason, I noticed that your organizations that you're going to work through, which is AARP and two faith-based organizations, Southern Neighborhood Operations, Witness Community Action, and SNOCAP, was there any reason why Meals on Wheels was not also included in part of this? And I'm thinking of Marion County particularly, because they're very much involved in this county in meal delivery to that population.
Chair Carter, Senator Winters, they will be part of this effort. We haven't named them as a partner in the planning effort because we hadn't had time to really sit down and bring them in and talk about this. But they are definitely and have been part of the discussion.
And they could also assist with the stigma issue, because I understand in talking to them, part of the individuals accepting them is because it provides a voice and a support that they wouldn't have otherwise. So,
Chair Carter, Senator Winters, also we have done some research that shows that if we can make those connections, that will help keep elderly folks in their homes rather than having them need to be in facilities.
Thank you. I am sure this committee will agree with me that, this is your guys' first time. You did a good job. You got the swing of it, and you start going, Chair Carter, members of the committee, and other people. You guys did a good job. You really did. But now for the questions.
May I ask my mean-spirited question?
Yes, you can ask.
Madam Chair, I move the USDA Food Stamp Participation Grant to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation.
Senator Westman moves the USDA federal grant application for the U.S. Department of Agriculture Food Stamp Program to the full committee with a do-pass recommendation. Comments? Questions? Any objections? Seeing none, and so on. I need a carrier for the House and for the Senate. Volunteer. One to four. And then Senator Gerard on the House and Senator Westland on the Senate. It only goes to four.
It doesn't.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, guys, very, very much for your work. Coming to you soon.
Thank you. Ms. Baker, you want to bring up some things for the committee?
Well, at this point, Madam Chair, we do have another grant application we hope to bring forward in the next couple of days. It would be scheduled at the earliest for next week at this point. We have some policy bills that we are working on that the co-chairs have assigned to this subcommittee, and we're working to get those ready, and then we are working still on the Department of Human Services budget, making sure that's all lined up just right. So at this point, we don't have any meetings scheduled for next week, but we would expect to have some meetings of the subcommittee.
Please believe you may. There will be, so stay tuned. Till next time. Thank you very much, members. Many dismissed.